Kedushin daf lamed aleph shemem.
Daf lamed aleph lamed aleph. 20 avimi berei derav avohu. Avimi berei derav avohu will appear again later on. Yesh ma'achil le'aviv fisyuni. Someone can give his father delicacies like fisyuni, v'tardim, and oilam, and still he is going to, that's going to be nanesh on that, even though it's a delicacy, and get wiped out of this world. V'yesh matchino b'rechayim, other people that cause their father to mill in the, to grind in the mill, v'yil l'chayilom habo. Says Rashi, what's going on over here? Rashi, the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Fisyuni is oif chashiv v'shamein, min slav sheyorad b'midbar. Sounds like Rashi, that this is something that back in the day came down in the midbar. V'tordom in ha'olam shenana shalav, shemar lo tzoris ayin al sudasai. That he shows him that he's stingy, he doesn't want his father to eat it. In other words, he gives his father the feeling like, I'm not really interested in you eating my food, but he allows him to eat it anyway. The Tosis brings that there was a Yushami, that had such a story, that the son told his father, old man, just chew the food and eat it. And like he obviously wasn't so happy his father was eating the food. Yesh matchino berichaim shu malacha kosher, makes his father work very hard, and still mavil olam haba, shemechabdoi bedvaroi, they'll speak softly to him. They'll show him that it's necessary temporarily. Just chew it up and eat it. He showed that he's hard. He's having a difficult time. His father's eating his fancy and expensive food. He himself was grinding in the mill. His father, they was called. They sent a letter that they wanted the father to come to do work for the king. His son said to him, Abba, you do the grinding. You could work forever for the king. So therefore, I'll take your place. You just have to grind. We got to bring in some sort of money. So therefore, you do the grinding. So you see that sometimes it all depends, not necessarily what you do, but depends on the attitude or the presentation. It's all in the packaging. Amar Avavohu, kagoin Avimi, Biri. Avavohu now says, like Avimi, my son, Kaya Mitzvahs Kibud. He was Mekai Mitzvah's Kibbut. Why? Chomesh Bnei Samchi Havaleh. He had five sons that were themselves. They were Bnei Samchi, people that were reliable, trusty sons. B'chai Aviv, even when his father was alive. V'chi Hava Asa, Revi Avohu, when Revi Avohu would come to the door, Kari Ababa, and call from the door, Roit V'azov V'pasachle. He would run, go and open for him. V'omer, in, and he'd say, I'm coming, Ademati, until he got there. Till he got there. So the Ben Yoyada points out, why is it that they said in? Why does he have to, why does he just say in once? Why isn't in once enough? Why does it have to say in? It sounds like the Amr in Adamati Asam, which means he kept saying, I'm coming until he got there. So Ben Yoyada says, because he doesn't want anyone to think like that he was waiting until he got around to coming to the door. Like he had other things to do in the house and he was just, and he wasn't like running till, he wasn't like staying focused. And sometimes your father says, I ask you to do something, and eventually you put three things together and you're going out anyway, you do it then. He wanted to show that he did it immediately and he was staying focused the whole time that he was going to do it. Maybe perhaps you could suggest another mahalach, that maybe he didn't want there to be a gap from when he said he's coming to when they actually opened the door. That way, perhaps one of his sons would also, obviously, his sons were Bnei Samchi. They themselves also were probably running in order to mechabed their grandfather. So therefore, he wanted to, that there shouldn't be a gap from when he said he's coming to when he actually opens the door.
Even though they didn't have a chiv to be.
Oh, the child is a grandson. Have a chiv to do mechabed their grandfather. We spoke about that last week.
What about Loshem and Adam? Isn't like Loshem and Adam the double? Like, I'm coming.
Yeah, but it sounds like he said, in Adamati Hassam. He kept on saying, I'm coming until he got there. That's what the Dika of Ben Yoyada. He doesn't say, Amar in. In Adamati Hassam. He kept on saying, I'm coming until he actually got to the door. Okay. Now the Gemara says another story that happened with him. Yoy Mechan, Omer Le Ashkin Mai. One day his father, Rav Avohu, said, could you bring me something to drink? Ademaisile, until he brought him the water, Nimneim, he fell asleep. Gochin koyale ade itar. He like bent over and he was waiting there with him until he woke up. Istaya milsa. And he had tziat dishmaya of a darish avimi, and avimi made a drasha mizmar la'asaf. He darshin mizmar la'asaf. It's a shayla if he darshin the entire perek or just that pasuk, but he darshin mizmar la'asaf. The ayelas ha'shachar brings down over here, and he says, you see, schar for kibud of ha'aim is that you're zoicha to understand pshat in a pasuk. How do you see that pshat in a pasuk is schar? We see pshat schar kibud of ha'aim is laman arachtu yomim, which we said is talking about olam haba. So why is he getting schar pshat and pasuk? Zokter Rabbi and Leib, you have to say that being zoichta and stem pshat and pasuk is mein olam haba. It's like mamish. This is a shtick olam haba. So tufashteim pshat and pasuk.
I could say what David already said last week about Dom Ben Messina. His award for kibbutz of aim was duma.
Dom Messina's award was that he's going to get gelt. He's going to make money based off his paraduma. What does he want? A guy wants money. A yid. What is his schar for his kibbutz of aim? His schar is pshat and pasuk. That's what he. How do you know it was schar b'chlal? Yeah. Al kopanim. Why is this his? Why was he zoicha punkta pshat in this kapitel tehillim? What's it about this kapitel tehillim? Says the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, he says the pshat is as follows. What was going on in this kapitel tehillim? It says in the kapitel Mizmar La'asaf. So we bring down that the question is, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Chamish b'nei samchi havel l'avim b'chai aviv v'afilu hachi gev a korer avavo abava havei avimi rotzu paseich l'vein meneich lechem ibanav lech. He didn't give one of his kids to do it. In, he said, Eftach, Eftach, I'm opening the door, I'm coming. So the other story was that he was waiting to bring him water, and while he was waiting, bent over, staya milsa, v'oide gachin l'fana, while he still bent over his father, shehevin b'medrish mizmor echad shebesefer tilin. Shalim evin boi mikonim, he didn't understand it up until then. L'chein, just this pasuk. Mizmor la'asaf elokim bo goyim benachla secha. What does it mean? Mizmor means a song. Frekt air. Kina la'asaf mi boile. So this is what was bothering him. Kina, you're talking about goyim coming, destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Why are you calling it a mizmor? You should call it a kina. V'dorash kach. She'amar Asaf Shira al Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu Chamasa Be'etzim Va'avonim. It's a song that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he vented his anger. He let out his anger on wood and on stone. Shebebeisoy in his house. Mitakach Hoysir Pleita Liyubi Yisrael. Because of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kilo vented his anger only on the building, and therefore Klal Yisrael, there was something left over. There were vestiges left over. Shemalikach Lanishtar Misan Yisrael Srid. This is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael. Lanishtar, nothing would be left of Klal Yisrael. But Kodesh Baruch Hu would, Minas Hadin would have come out on the people instead of on the building. Chein Hu Oimer Kila Hashem Es Chamosai V'Yotzis Eish B'Tzion. Therefore, it was Yatzis B'Tzion and not on the people. So therefore, it's a Mizmor La'asaf. Even though there was terrible tragedy and destruction, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'maisa let out a lot of his anger on the building itself, on Eitzim V'Avonim, and not on the people. That's what the Medrash says. Okay, so comes along the Ben Yoyada, and he says, so why was he Mechavin Dafka to this? He says the following thing. It says, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, this is based on what Tosfos says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, what happened was that the Sha'arim of the Beis HaMikdash, they sunk in the ground. The Sha'arim, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, sunk in the ground. So Tosfos brings a mashal. He says it's mashal too. There was a lady that she went to go fill up her, she had like a very simple type of kad, of jug, and she went to fill it up from the well, and it fell into the well. And she was trying to figure out how to get it out. And then a princess came, and she also went to fill up her jug, or the maidservant of the king, but her jug was made out of gold. So she went to fill it, also fell into the well. So the first lady got very happy. Why? She said, why are you happy? He said, because, you know, a gold jug, no one's going to leave in the well. So whoever's going down there to get the gold jug will get my jug also. So this way I know that I'm going to, you know, I'll get back what I lost. So says Tosfos, who is this person, Mizmar LaAsaf? Who is Asaf? Asaf was a descendant of Korach. B'nei Korach, it says, Loi Mesu, where are they? They're sunk, they're somewhere down there on the Pesach of Gehenim, so they're down underground. So now that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash are also underground, so once the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going out down to get the gates, he's also going to get Korach sons. But Rabbi Isai, what does that have to do with Asaf? Asaf isn't down there, Asaf's up here. Right? Asaf was the one who wrote the Mizmar, he wasn't down there. Elamai, yeah, but for Asaf, it's a simcha that is. That his grandfather is going to be saved and going to be pulled out of the depths. So therefore, now that Avimu is taking such good care of his father, so you see this idea of Kibud Av, now he understood the Mizmar Lasa. Because you understand when a person cares so much about what's happening with his antecedent, so therefore Asaf also is going to care a lot about what's going on down there.
That my grandfather's Kibud Av.
No, it's yeah, could be. Inachanam, very good. Continues the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Avola Abayi, Kagona No, Dadasina mebe Rav, Abba Madlili Kasa veIma Mazgali. My parents, his parents were serving him. Rabbi Yaakov bar Avua. Asked Abai, can he accept when his parents are being Misharis? You got it? Pretty much. Okay, that's what tonight's for. So, Amar Lei Rabbi Yaakov Baravua Le Abai, Kagona No, Da'ad Da'asino Mi Bei Rav, Abba Madli Kosa, Ve'ima Mazgali. But till like when I come back from yeshiva, come back from the house of learning, so my parents are busy taking care of me. Hey Chiyavid, what should I do? Amar Lei, Me'imcha Kabel, Me'avicha Loise Kabel. You should take from your mother, from your father, not. Dekivon Devar Toirohu, Chol Shodaite. Because your father also is a person that shayach to Torah, so therefore he's going to have chalishas, even though he's coming on his own free will to give it to you. Rashi says, "Kigona nosh ani ov laavi v'yoker leimi voisin lizois ma'as." My parents are taking care of me. What should I do? Says Rashi, "Kimi debar Torah hu chol shadaiti in tekabel mimenu avoida." If you let your father work for you, so then he's going to have chalishas hadas. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says that you're from your mother, you could take the hoil v'hi roitzeh b'kach ritzon ezel kvoida. But your father you can't take. Why? Shu chacham yeshlocha shepapamim yeshlocha chalisha zadas al zeh. So the Tosfos Yerushalmi says it's only if your father is a chacham, it seems like. If his father is not a chacham, he could take even from his father. But his father is also ki'ilu, it's in the running for this chashivus. So therefore the father is going to have chalisha zadas if he's going to mishar as his son. Sounds like the father ki'ilu is going to feel like... he's going to feel insignificant in front of his son. It's going to be Chol Shadaite. So Machloikis over here between the Ran and the Birkei Yosef, the following thing. What happens if the father insists? The father insists. So says the Ran, that if your father insists, you should be makabel from him. Originally, you should try to to avoid it. But if he gets angry, so what did you accomplish? If he's gonna get upset at you if you're not makabel, the Ran says you makabel. Birkei Yosef says under no circumstances should a son be makabel from his father. Why is that? L'chayr, the Birkei Yosef understands that makabel from your father is a bechina of bizayin. We said bizayin a father can't be meichel on. If it's just you're afraid the father's gonna have chalishas adas, the father insists, so he insists. But if it's a bechina of bizayin, we saw that a person, a father, can't be Michael on Bizayin, even if he wants to be Michael on Bizayin.
Yeah, but if he's insisting on Bizayin,
no, it's Bechefzo Bizayin. Even if father's Michael on his Bizayin, ain't Bizayin a Michael, we said. Why not? Because father can be Michael on his covet, but a Bizayin, it can't be Michael on. So over here, it could be that we're saying that this is considered Nechshav Bizayin for him. So therefore, even if father insists, Okay, why does the Gemara say Dafka when he comes back from Ibei Rav? He comes back from this house of learning. The Ben Yoyada makes the Diyak. Why is it only... I don't know. Maybe it's only if the father wants... If the parents are being Misharis you because you're a Talmud Chacham, so then you're not allowed to be Makabel. But if they just parents want to take care of their children, so parents are allowed to... Your mother always, takes care of children. That's a mother. A mother is a mother. But now she's coming, Mitairis, she's being... she wants to be Mechabed, her son, the Talmud Chacham. That is, he's Chayzim Ibei Rav. Rabbi Tarfon Havalei Ahu Ima. The chalem is to have a boy lemeisak lepur yagachan v'salakla. Chalem is to have a nachis ilava. Also become ishtabeach beimidrash. So Rabbi Tarfon Mamish, she did tremendous kibbutim, and he Mamish let his mother step on him. And when he came to the base megdish, mishtabeach beimidrash. He was like he was praised himself. He said about, he was talking about how impressive his kibbud av was. Amrile, they said back to him, Adayin lo higata lechetzi kibbud. Klum zorka anirki lefanecha leyam velo hechlamta. You didn't even get halfway there. Did your mother ever take your wallet and throw it into the yam? And you weren't machlim her. But wait, so we see how far kibbud aim goes over here. That we have to mamish... That's why I was thinking to skip these sugyas. I said, you have to learn these sugyas. Just so the Olam, this is Torah maybe the Demaisa over here about how important it is to do Kibbutz Av V'Eim. Right? It's just very hard. So Rabbeisai, so this is what happened over here. He came to the base measure, all proud of himself that he allowed his mother to step on his back. She wanted to get on the bed, off the bed, whatever it is. So they said, you think you did a good job. You're not even halfway there. Kibbutz Av V'Eim is even the machayev. The mother takes your wallet, throws it into the yam, and you don't say anything. Now, the Tal Torah asked the following question. It's brought down in halacha. A person is not allowed. What?
How do you throw it? Bishalav, who cares?
No, different kasha. Bishalav is haitzah. Here it's not haitzah, lachayev. Tal Torah asked the question. A person is not allowed to be misgoa when he does a mitzvah. So then what is he doing over here? Walks into the base medrash. Look at me. What's going on over here? Why is he being mishtabeach? It's brought down. A person he's not allowed to brag over the fact that he's Yosha B'tainis. He's not allowed to brag over the fact that he gave tztaka. So why over here is a person allowed to... I think it's a psak from Ramesha. The Ramesha said that a person, why is a person allowed to put his name on a wall? He just donated, this building. And it's got his big fancy schmancy name on the wall. Because if it's going to encourage other people to give tztaka also, so then you're allowed to do it. So he wasn't doing it just to... If he's just doing it to show off, he thought that he's going to inspire other people also to do Talmud Torah. So if you're doing it, a person has to know himself, right? Obviously why he's doing things. Maybe he's doing it for the wrong reasons. But he was saying it in order that he should get other people to do it. They said, Adayin legata lechatzi kibud. Why is it chatzi kibud? Says the Ben Yoyada. He says, because if you look in the gematria of the word kavod is two times vai. Vai is like tsar. You have tsar guf and tsar mamoin. So over here, he says, I had tsar guf, my mother stepping on my back, she's getting on the bed, off the bed, it's only tsar guf. Tsar mamoin you didn't have yet. So chatzi kibud is only halfway to the gematria of vai. Oh, so why is it lo yigia? It should say lo yigia ela lechatzi. He says he didn't get even to chatzi. L'chor, he got halfway, he got to the vai.
Rabbi, what's pshat? They didn't stop what he was saying though. Why they shut it down?
Because he only got halfway. No, they said you're saying you did a lot. You didn't, but you there's more to do. So if you were trying to get people to be good, you have to get all the way there. Rabbi Yosef ki avishame kol kara de ima. He heard his mother's footsteps. So what did he do? Let me stand up in front of the Shechina that's coming. Why is his mother the Shechina?
Partner.
She's a partner, she's not the Shechina. What? She's a partner, she's not the Shechina. There's three partners. It says, if you do, so because there was kibbutz av v'eim in this house, so the Shechina was there wherever the mother was. Darti b'neichem is the Shechina. I don't know what the literal translation of the word chaman means. Anyone know? Chaman means that you don't have this opportunity. It doesn't have parents. Like Rabbi Yochanan ki avrosai imoy, when his mother became pregnant, mace aviv, his father died. Yaldotse, she gave birth to him at mace imoy, and his mother died. He had no parents, so kibud av aim was a non-factor for him. Because he didn't have a mother and an aim. V'chein abaye, and also abaye. Same, he had the same type of situation. Aini, is that true? V'amar abaye, amar li aim. Abai said, told someone something from the name of his mother. Ahu Mabinise Have. That was his nanny. Nurse, something like that. Ravasi Havele Ahu Ima Zakena. He had an older mother. Amrale Beina Tachshitin. I need jewelry. Avala. He got it for her. He made it for her. Beina Gavra. I need a husband. Okay, it's a little late in the game. We'll find someone for you. But I want a beautiful, handsome young man like you. Okay, this is not happening. So he left her and he went to Eretz Yisrael. So what's going on over here? Says Rashi. Ashrei Mishal Chamad, she efshe the kaim kvoidim kechola tzayrech v'hunana shaleim. It's impossible to makayim the kvoid the chol tzarcham, and he's going to get punished. It's impossible. You said it was impossible, right? Impossible. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. It's a good question. Marbenise or Oymenes?
She throws the water into the sea.
Okay, so what happened was over here, he felt he couldn't do it, so he left. He went to Eretz Yisrael.
Rabbi Nisa, didn't we have a chagir by Kibbutz? One of the stodim was Zakar Satoif.
Right.
So Rabbi Nisa also, you have Kibbutz.
What'd you say?
On the top.